Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz, not to be confused with Wazwaz Maysoon.
All right, here's the fucking deal. I'm over it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Okay, few things to note.
We're both tired, man.
Look,
we're
here's tired. The haps. It's, we're both very tired. We almost didn't have an episode this week.
But in we forgot fact, to tell you.
We're taking a break next week.
You want to?
Okay. We're just going to keep trudging through.
No, we'll
through.
Take a break. Let's take a break
you
next week.
You can take a break next week? Okay, so next week there will not be a new episode. Do you think that there wasn't an episode last week? Because we did have a couple issues with the iTunes. If you do the iTunes or the podcast app on your iPhone, you might have thought we didn't have an episode last week because I had to re-upload the MP3 for a correction because I said Black Salt's name wrong. The Black Salt Collective, look them up. They're great. Really sorry to them for saying their name wrong.
They call you and correct you? No, Weston corrected you.
Weston came in and told me I fucked up.
Weston was like,
we're on the verge of death, so we're going to go ahead and have a nice mellow chiller this week, which is really no different than any other
than
episodes.
Most weeks.
But point is, I got a little anecdote.
Ooh.
I wouldn't call this institutions behaving badly, but I would call it institutions behaving strangely.
Or weirdly. Did yes. we say strange or weird? Strangely.
Strangely.
Are you going to name names this time? Are you going to be brave?
I guess I'll name names.
Braver than me.
Okay, here's the deal.
Deal it.
I'm in a very lovely show.
Yes.
At ProArts oh, in okay. Oakland, California.
We talked and about them on our show once before.
Everything worked out. Sure enough, we did. Everything's fine. I'm very happy to be in this show. It's with other artists that I love. Julia Goodman,
that's
Cassie
right.
Thornton.
Awesome.
Farley, who used to run Worth Rider, whatever yep. that is. That's at Berkeley. And there's a Velcro machine, and it's all
Ooh,
over the place.
That sounds fun.
Boobs and vaginas and
Great.
Clouds.
Cool. Love it.
So happy about that. Not so happy about the organization that happened that I feel bad now talking about it because
no.
it all worked out fine. But they tried to put my work in the startup art fair, which I wasn't really into,
not okay.
and they didn't tell me about it.
They should they have had asked you, actually,
room
not
over
tell
there.
You. They
Here's
should say,
what
hey,
happened,
Kate.
People. They got a little looky-loo at some of my work through some curator that I am not working with.
Weird. That all sounds weird.
I'll remain nameless. And they give me a call, and they're like, hey, we like your videos. Is there some video we can put in this show coming up?
This is the show at ProArts in their space.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, yeah, whatever. And they're like, can it not have sound? And I'm like, all right, I'll see if I can, you know.
Like take the sound out of
yeah,
a current, a recent video?
Right.
Or?
So I'm like, let me find some videos that I'll be
Do they
fine.
Not have headphones?
Well, it's going to be in a window was the thing.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Did you make subtitles? What did you do?
Well, there was. I just found some that didn't have dialogue necessarily.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So point is, so I sent them along some videos, yada, yada, yada. They're like, cool, cool. Then I get a call like a couple weeks later and a staff member was in a little bit of a panic being like, hey, you got to send all your information about all the stuff. It was due like yesterday and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you never told me what work you wanted in the show. So I don't know what titles and shit to
yeah.
give you because I don't know what you want.
Right.
And they're like, well, it's fine. Just this and blah, blah, blah. And so I just like filled out with one video only that I thought they were showing. And then they're like, oh, and anyhow, point is, so I give them all the information and I was a little like, I don't need this stress in my life. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No kidding.
Like, it's always nice to have an opportunity to exhibit
yeah,
your work, of
but
course.
They shouldn't
I'm not
be like,
trying to be a dick about it, but that's a lot. Don't call me in a fucking panic.
Yeah. That's
anyhow,
good. That's real.
Yeah. So anyhow, send along the shit. Then I get an email and then I, you know, and I'm like, hey, do you want me to send you the files or whatever? It's easy. Video, being a video artist is...
Right.
It's easy
you can
to
email
display
that
your shit. Point is, I get another email a couple of weeks, a week or so
later. Is this from the
so
same
later.
Person or from someone else?
All the same person.
Okay, just checking.
We're not naming names.
No, that's fine.
And they're like, hey, send me your video file so I can put it in the fair.
And you're like,
red flag.
Reverse. What?
And I'm like, by fair, did you mean the art show? Because yeah. I don't remember talking about it. Did you mean the exhibition? Fair. So I look up, and then I remember that I have been sent a pass to the startup art fair by them. And I thought that was just like some perk because they are in cahoots or whatever.
Sure.
And sure enough, I do some light Googling and find that my name is on the event page of an event that's happening at the startup art fair. And not only is this an event I never agreed to be in, but my name is also written incorrectly.
Catherine Rhodes
instead of Kate, which I never go by Catherine, which is a small thing, but still irritating.
You know.
So I email them. I'm like, hey, I never agreed to be in this. I don't want my work shown in this
That's
context.
That's so surprising to me.
Which is fine, anybody else that does want to, but it just didn't make sense to me at that time. Yeah. I wasn't trying to like be down on anybody doing anything. It's just,
right, you're like,
I like to know what's happening with my work. So anyhow, and they, of course, were super, well, pretty super apologetic. And
Kate's being so diplomatic. You're doing great.
Thank you. And, you know, they're like, okay, well, we were just going to show it on a monitor, but that's fine. We won't show it.
We were just going to show it on a monitor. Doesn't matter how you're going to show it. You're showing my work without me.
I think the thing was like, we're not trying to sell it.
Right.
So anyhow,
still.
I think they thought like they were doing a favor. Like, oh, well, this was going to be a special extra bonus for you.
Have they looked at your resume lately? Have they seen where you've shown?
I'm in the Whitney Biennial every year. They have special off-year biennials.
You have had quite a number of exceptional.
Point is, May soon. And so I was like, you know, water under the bridge. Went to the opening. Sure enough, they're still in a little bit of a helter-skelter mood over there.
Oh, no. I kind of feel bad.
I know. And then I was like, okay, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. I got a damn check.
Oh.
I got an artist fee.
Great.
For a group show, which is tragically rare.
Yeah.
I feel like. And it was a substantial amount of money.
Oh, cool. So, do you think everyone got an artist check?
I'm sure. Hopefully, but other people got more than yeah. me because other people are doing like installations and things like that.
We didn't get paid.
Ooh, hope you got paid there, artists.
They're probably like, shit, we got to pay Kate because we just screwed around with her.
So anyhow, that's why. So overall, stress level needlessly high, but pay level also high, so I think it balances out, which is why I put this in the category of institutions behaving strangely. I would work with them again.
All right,
but man, that was a wild ride.
Have you worked with institutions in the past that you would not work with again? I'm open to everyone. You're yeah. like, yeah, okay.
I mean, that really did.
Would you show at SF MoMA?
Of course I would.
Oh, okay.
Of course I would.
Well, I wasn't sure.
I'm a hypocrite to the ends of the earth. If nothing else, I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Great.
Anyway, let's talk about art-related injuries.
Yes.
Non-emotional injuries.
Have you ever,
let's not get into that part.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I love it.
Physical
Have you ever had
injuries.
Like a canvas fall on you?
I've had things fall on me. I've had a lot of art-related injuries because I'm very clumsy and careless. I actually have a major scar from this, the work I've been doing recently. I have a scar now on my finger because I was trying to cut open a baseball.
Oh my God, that looks fucking painful.
I know, right?
Jesus, that's deep.
I didn't look at it because I was like, I feel like I might have like cut through. Like it really got deep. And so I just like.
What were you using, an X-Acto knife or something crazy?
A box cutter.
You fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was really foolish.
At least you were using like a paper cutter.
And it bled hard for a long time.
It looks yeah. like it must
and
have.
I just taped it up. I splinted it because it's right on my knuckle. So it kept, every time I bend my finger, it would reopen. So I splinted it for like 2 or 3 days. And do that, people. If you got some, you just use like some popsicle sticks, or if you have,
oh, yeah.
I was using two, I think I used like a chopstick and a, like a, I forget what, a skewer,
like
some kind of skewer.
A skewer.
Have you suffered an injury for your art lately?
I am like in a constant cycle of ankle, knee, hip injury with dance. That and sucks. It's a real fucking bummer because what happens, what then that means is that I can't dance because I need to let the injuries heal. And it's like fucking drives me nuts because like that's what I look forward to every weekend is like my dance classes.
Yeah. What can we do, Mason? Do you think there's a solution we can come to?
We just gotta fucking take care of ourselves, people. It's annoying.
Is that it? You think it's just,
I mean, what else can you do?
Paying more attention to like what, but I mean, like what?
I didn't actually injure myself. It's not like right. I actively did something where I was like, oh fuck, it's like nothing popped, cracked, snapped, tore, twisted. Anyhow, I need like a follow through buddy.
You need a little buddy.
Yeah.
What do you do together? Like strength training?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure enough.
Like physical therapy buddy.
So if you want to help Maysoon with her strength training, you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Should I just not give the number anymore? No one ever calls anyway.
Probably not, because it's easier.
Okay, we're discontinuing the number, although I really loved saying the number.
Just say it. It's on our freaking business card. Okay, what if
they text us?
Yeah, text us.
Okay, go ahead and text us. Okay, here's the deal. I don't know what's going on with my... I can't get voicemails right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just goes to a busy signal. Aww. Anyhow, but you can text us 419-351-6606. Or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. We also wanted to let listeners know that we have been to Take This Hammer at YBCA, and we've been wanting to talk curated by Christian Frock. And we're going to talk about it. We just need a little more time.
We tried to talk about it right away, but then we got vetoed. Yeah, and then
we need to give it a little better treatment.
And then it's just like on the pipeline here.
Okay, here we go.
This is called Ask an SF MoMA Employee.
Oh, great. Wow. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon.
Yeah.
Sarah Hotchkiss recently asked for questions people had about SF MoMA, and she posted a lovely article on KQED called Infrequently Asked Questions.
Oh, yeah, good.
And,
I didn't read it.
But there were quite a few questions that people asked that she did not answer.
So let's run right down the list. Yes, no. Are they yes, no questions?
Some... Do security guards get ergonomic standing mats?
No.
That's bullshit. Will there be selfie-free time zones or spaces?
Selfie-free time zones or spaces?
Like from 5 to 7, you can't take a selfie.
No, but one second. Selfie sticks are not allowed in any part of the museum.
Oh, same at the Oakland Museum of California.
Which I think is fucking awesome.
Yep. That's hard to go after the people that have those.
Though. Are you kidding me? I cannot wait to go after someone with a selfie stick. I'm like, thing off of here.
Are you going to be on the floor?
Occasionally.
Wow.
I mean, not really, but.
I can't wait for that. Will there be a free day for non-members? Yes, of course. You guys didn't get rid of your free day, did you?
As far as I know right now, there is no free day planned. That might change.
You got rid of your Target, Chrysler, Halliburton sponsored
free day?
There is
no free day.
Wow.
I can tell you that right now. But it might change in the fall. The summer is kind of like the pilot trial period.
We're going backwards here, May. You know, the Art Workers Coalition that Julia Bryan Wilson wrote about in her book, Art Workers, Radical Practice of the Vietnam War Era.
Got it. Dang, girl. Got it. On it. Hot.
They are kind of who made free days at museums a thing.
I am all for it.
So you're spitting in poor Lucy LaPard's face.
Just listen to me for a second. I want to recommend to listeners that you express your concerns to SF MoMA directly. Go ahead onto the website. I'm sure there's some like general questions and concerns. Fucking email. People are reading that shit. I promise you, people are reading all of that.
Yeah, but they have no responsibility to like the citizenry.
That's not true.
All right.
At least I feel responsible. Everyone, just know that I feel responsible.
Thank you, Maysoon.
So, you know,
Maysoon,
please email.
What's up with student discounts?
Yes. People under 18 and under get in for free always. If you are coming with your class, and there's a few students who are maybe 19 to 24 or whatever, you will get in for free. If you're coming with your college class, you get in for free.
Excellent.
If that group visitation is arranged in advance.
Thank you. And who do we call? And what is the exact number?
I don't know.
Okay.
Call the education department.
What happened to the Matthew Barney drawing on the upper atrium wall?
Still there, people. Keep your eyes open.
Wow.
It's there, visible. I was looking at it today with a friend of mine.
How much for a cup of coffee at the cafe?
Probably between $3 and $5. I have not purchased one myself.
What brand is the soap?
I don't know, and I kind of just don't care.
What percentage of the work was made in the last 10 years?
I would say there's their percentage. I don't know the percentage. I want to guess. I don't know the percentage.
Okay, good call. Diplomatic. I'm going to say low.
I really don't know.
Low.
Well, because there's definitely some work that's, at least in the photography exhibit that's up there right now, that is mixed with like works from like the 1800s and then works from like very, very recent, like 2015, you know, so they're right. It's mixed in.
I heard it's going to be kind of a boon for contemporary photography.
I think the photo exhibit right now is fucking amazing.
Is there a lot of recent
shit? It is
shit?
Amazing.
Local shit? Or recent shit?
There's definitely some recent shit, but I just like the way it explores like what photography can actually be.
Okay.
Like what medium photography looks like. Like we all think of it's just like a piece of paper or like photo paper, but it's really exploring other.
Expanding.
I love it. It's amazing.
Better fucking expand the shit because I've seen some expanded shit, Maysoon. It's going to have to be hella expanded to impress me.
Oh my God. Okay. Hella expanded.
Do they have low income membership like at what? Let me repeat that. Do they have low income membership like at YBCA?
I don't think so.
Is there a theater?
Yes,
there's
the Waters
two,
Theater.
There?
One, there's the White Box space, which is mostly a performance space, and that space can be transformed. Like right now, there's no seating installed, but seating can come in or out or whatever. And then there's the Waters Theater, which I believe seats around 200, so it's much bigger than the original Waters space, which is great. And that theater is beautiful.
Who was Waters?
I don't know, but they're all over the fucking city. We should really know this.
Yeah, we'll have a full report on that in the next episode. The
next episode, we're going to work on who the hell Wattis was.
And that will be not next week, but the week after.
Right, because we're taking a break. Don't forget.
What is the speed of the public Wi-Fi?
It's pretty fast.
And does it allow for VPN access?
I've got no idea.
Okay, what is the best room to do a parkour performance?
I'm going to say the stairs.
That's from David Lasley, FYI. So Maysoon, use your power to get him in there to do that.
Okay. I'm going to say any of the stairs. Hopefully that's good for you because the stairs are fucking amazing.
Is it possible for a visitor to touch a Martin Puryear?
No.
Do you get a special discount at Gap stores with a museum ticket?
I don't think so. You probably don't want to go to Gap anyhow, whoever you are asking that question.
What is the best space to not look at the art?
I would say any of the window seats in the new the Snowheada building. They're gorgeous window seats. Just these huge landscape windows where you can look out on the city. They're lovely.
Thank you. Will there be a Banksy?
I don't think so.
This one's from Christian Frock.
Yeah, Christian.
Is there an office for the Fisher collection?
Yes.
I heard this recently. How does that office function within the museum and what does it do?
There is an office on the floor, on like one of the staff floors, that is, I think, for one of the Fisher sons. And it basically, I've walked by it before, it just says Fisher on it, I think. And it's basically empty, but I think it's there for him to use if he needed to have a meeting. I'm not sure. I don't know what the function is, but there is actually an office.
Do you have the demographic breakdowns of all the artists on exhibition now?
I personally did not have it.
Women, people of color.
I would be curious if the curatorial department has it.
I would also like to know queer representation.
Yeah. Good question.
You got nothing for that? Got a guess? Ballpark?
I barely have seen the work in the museum myself right now.
I'm going to guess it's what you expect, listener. How many artists?
I'm going to look into that. I'm going to get back to you on that.
Thank
we
you.
We want women, artists of color, and queer. That's what we're talking about
yep.
here?
Yep. Mm-hmm. How many artists contributed to the opening of the museum that aren't thanked in print anywhere?
That aren't thanked in print? Well, I don't know if any of the preparators are thanked in print.
And they're artists, probably.
And most of them are artists. Okay. So probably a good number of people have contributed to the museum who haven't been thanked in print. But
do you
want to
thank them right now?
But who are getting a paycheck and that. Like, that's not really, I guess, a thank you.
I'll
it's
take
just sort
the
of
fucking
like,
paycheck over the damn print.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily need to be in print. But thank you, all artists who've contributed to.
And on behalf of SF MoMA, Maysoon thanks you.
Oh my God, am I going to get fired tomorrow?
Yeah. How relevant, focus up now. We got just one more. How relevant will programming be to local audiences, or will it continue to be primarily a tourist destination?
Oh, that's harsh.
Answer must be backed up with facts, not bullshit.
I've never thought of it as a tourist. I think there's plenty of interesting work.
As a tourist destination.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I be real for a sec?
Sure.
And this is betraying a lot of my general persona. But I really loved SF MoMA. I met my girlfriend there.
Aww, that's very sweet.
She doesn't agree that we met there, but that's when I think we
met. That's your story.
Yeah.
You can have a different, slightly different story, I think.
Thank you. And it's where I reignited my love for Andrea Fraser, because her video official welcome was in Stage Presence.
Oh, yeah. Great
Rudolph
show.
Rudolph Freiling show.
Yeah.
And I know it's problematic, and I've spent a lot of my art practice talking about how fucked up all this shit is, but I don't think I would care enough about it to spend that much time on it if there wasn't some kind of kernel in there somewhere that was something I actually liked and cared about.
Right. I mean, I actually think there's a lot of incredible work, like, that's part of their collection or that's on view, or when they're bringing in, you know, new work by less established white male artists. You know, like, and they do that, and that work is interesting as well. So I just, you know, people need to find their own floor, I guess, or whatever is going to respond to them.
And
or if they don't want to, they don't have to.
Pressure free the free day.
Yeah, email about the free day.
I don't know.
Memberships have gone up.
It doesn't mean we can't be very critical, and it doesn't mean that.
I also honestly, I have some comp tickets, so if you really can't pay it, fucking email me and I'll see if I can get you a comp ticket.
congratulationspietree@gmail.com. There's parts I love.
You're actually a very tender person.
I am, but I am also I also want to take a stand for what's right in this world, and that's not always a fucking rich motherfucker putting his shit in a motherfucking tax haven just so he can fucking not give any money to poor people.
Jimbo and I were actually talking pretty extensively about the fact, like, what does it mean to have a 99-year agreement with the Fisher Collection. Like, the museum, the Fisher Collection is not officially, or it's not like permanently part of the collection. It has a 99-year like lease, basically,
and then it goes away after 99.
Well, I think then they renegotiate what happens.
How weird.
But it seems like there's some kind of like tax benefit
for that, it to be temporary.
They, yeah, that they can still
that
write
they haven't
off
given it. Totally.
They can still write it off.
Well, but there's the whole fractional giving thing where even if they just loan you something for a day, if the work is worth like $30 million, then that's a huge, huge tax, whatever, deduction.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. And in a way that's not so interesting.
In a way that's like shitty. Yeah. Okay.
I also don't understand enough about it. So, Jimbo's like my brain when it comes to that, basically, those kinds of conversations.
Jimbo, didn't we give him a title for
the
show?
He's a show musician.
Our opinions expert.
That is true.
Anyhow, Maysoon, I'm glad that you've given us all a lot of food for thought.
You know, keep asking questions. I'll answer what I can.
If anybody has any questions about my cat, Tomato.
Oh my God, I have
that
to go get...
That is the only thing I'm authorized to talk about.
I'll look into the soap brand for you.
And
what are the things I was looking into? Oh yeah, I'm going to figure out all the demographics, stats.
For a mellow chiller episode, I think we covered quite a bit of territory.
Did quite a bit.
All right. Well, I just want everyone to know that as soon as we have our sea legs from this very tumultuous past few months, we are recommitting... And we're going to get back into the hardcore investigative journalism that you know us for.
Yes. Oh, wait. We also have to look up WATIS.
Oh, yeah.
Next week. In 2 weeks, it's going to be hardcore investigative journalism.
No, next week. Don't be alarmed. Next week, we're taking a week off. We'll be right on back, fresh and starry-eyed? Bushy-tailed. Yep. But until then... From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.